USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards won re-election on Saturday. Edwards narrowly defeated his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi, despite President Trump traveling to the state twice over the final 11 days to campaign for the GOP candidate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is moving forward and may be voted on by the end of this month. Democratic Congressman from Michigan, Dan Kildee, says stuff is getting done in Washington.
We spend a lot of time working with our fellow Republicans across the aisle, so that doesn't come through, I know, but it's hard to sort of sit back and watch all the focus appear to be on impeachment when there's a lot of business that this country needs to get at, and many of us are working on that.
Kildee speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Chicago teachers give the thumbs up to a historic deal. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Chicago teachers have approved the contract deal that ended an 11-day strike. It includes pay raises, $35 million to enforce limits on class sizes, and a place to supply each school with a nurse and a social worker. More than 25,000 members went on strike October 17th. The teachers held marches and rallies across the city, and the district kept the schools open but canceled 2 weeks of classes. More than 300,000 students and their families were affected.
Police in New Jersey say five men are being charged in Friday night's shooting at a high school football game that left three people wounded. The shooting occurred at Pleasantville High School, and it sent players and fans running for cover. Authorities say a 10-year-old boy is among the wounded and is in critical condition after being shot in the neck. One suspect is charged with three counts of attempted murder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos claims that America's education system was so substandard that many future law enforcement officials lack knowledge about one of the most significant events in our nation's history. DeVos says she had a conversation with FBI Director Christopher Wray, and he said that many FBI agents are so young they don't really know what happened on September 11th. Well, this begs the bigger question of, do Americans and do many young people these days understand and know about history? Well, I had a chance to catch up with historian Andrew Roberts. I asked him if there's a lack of history knowledge in the United States and overseas, for that matter.
There is a problem here, definitely, both in the United States and especially in my country, in England. It's rather shocking that in a recent poll, some 25% of British teenagers thought the American War of Independence had been won by Denzel Washington. So there is undoubtedly a problem over in England, and 20% of them thought that Winston Churchill was a fictional character. So, yes, as far as that's concerned, I've been to 26 states in America promoting this book and my previous book, Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And there, actually, I've found a real interest in history, not just American history, but world history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.